Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast.
Twice. They're listening twice.
New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication.
We should tell them why they're listening twice.
Yes, we should. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name
is Daniel
Lim. You
did it right that
time,
though.
And that
so
is
that's good.
Ed Stetzer. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because last time you messed it up like twice.
Yeah, I messed
in
up
the
a few words
first time
here
ever
there.
You messed up the introduction. Yeah. And then I wasn't recording the whole time. So
we were zooming. Yeah. I mean, this
we
is my
were,
third.
Man. We were rocking this.
Yeah. This is my third hour of recording today. And
wow.
Yeah, I was getting pretty tired, but when you messed up there, you know, made me feel a little
better. Oh my gosh. Well, that's good. Now we can rock this on, and we already know the answer, so we'll have we have to just say it all over again. So this is the joy of not being in the same room. But anyway, such is life.
All right. Well, here's a great question from John King, who is a bivocational Anglican priest in San Diego. Let's listen in.
Nice. I'm surprised by this question.
Hi, Daniel. This is Father John King. I'm a bivocational Anglican priest in San Diego, and my wife and I will be moving in July to plant a church in Billings, Montana. We've been preparing in many ways, including praying together, reading books about church planting, and being a church planter's wife, and we will be receiving coaching, but I'd like to do more, especially in the spiritual preparation end of things. Is there a Bible study or other resources that are designed specifically for church planting couples to go through together? Thank you.
Are there resources specifically for church planting couples? I don't know. I don't know if any Bible studies come to mind.
Well, since we had this conversation a minute ago, there are none that I know of. The one thing I did suggest was Elmer Towns has this, this really good book with Doug. Is Steve Porter or Doug Porter?
Yeah, I can see the cover right now.
Okay, Churches That Multiply. Is it Stephen Porter? Is the co-author?
I don't know, but it's like a city. It's kind of people are walking.
Yeah. So that's kind of good. Kind of a good path that I would use. I think at the end of the day, there's not like, you know, like if you're, so you're going to be a pastor, you know, how do you study, you know, that together? So you're going to be a church planter. So there's not like a 12-week Bible study for people preparing for church planning. But I would say that just knowing that some of the spiritual challenges are coming your direction, just transparently, church plants have been hard on my marriage. Every time we had a church plant, it was difficult. And it's just because there's a lot of stress and there's a lot of stuff to do. And sometimes I wasn't always the smartest husband as well. You know, Donna told me one time that every time we planted a church, she ended up working with the kids again involuntarily. She said she volunteered because no one else did. And then she really, you know, ultimately would like to see other people doing this role. She sort of did everything that, you know, I did everything on one side. She did everything on the other side. And so I think that in all cases, there's just a new stress level and your spiritual preparation beforehand will carry you through some of the challenges during if you sort of take steps in that direction. So I that's my exhortation.
Yeah, that's so good. I don't think you can, there's definitely a sense of, you know, preparing yourself well, going on retreats, really building into your marriage well, but I don't think you can really bank up time and just, you know, work through your savings during the church plant. You know, in other words, I think there's this sense of what do those weekly rhythms look like as a couple? How are you Sabbathing together? How are you praying together? How are you being intimate with one another regularly? Like, what are ways that you are building into and cultivating your marriage on a regular basis, not just during this prep time, but on a regular basis? How can you create the habits now that are then going to sustain you later on when you're not going to want to do it, but it's become a habit that you're like, no, okay, we see the importance of continuing to build into our marriage, right? What does it even look like for you to save enough so that, I don't know, he didn't say if he had kids or not, but you know, what does it look like to save enough so that you and your spouse can go on a vacation every year without the kids, even if it's a night away or two nights away, and to really reconnect in that way too. So I would say first and foremost, you know, look for marriage resources, resources that'll strengthen your marriage. But then take a book like Planting Missional Churches, like our church planning courses, like all the resources on newchurches.com. Don't just process it yourself, John, and then share what you've learned with your wife, but rather process it together, learn together, regardless of whether she's going to be co-planting with you or more on the support side. I would say process that together so that she really understands what she is getting into.
Yeah, and I think the you mentioned doing patterns. I think that's good. I think that what happens is these church plants drain your marital relationship, and you know, pressure reveals cracks. It doesn't always make cracks, but it reveals cracks. So the more you start by sort of building up that relationship beforehand, and then when the fecal matter hits the oscillating air mover, you've got some strength and some relational capital built up. I think that just helps and makes it stronger and more. Have you ever heard that before? The fecal matter hits the oscillating air mover. So I think you can figure that out from there.
Yes.
So that's probably the first time this has ever been put on a podcast. We'll see.
So no, that's good. Well, hey, I'd love to hear from you, Ed, about what trends you've seen and the emphasis around marriage you've seen in your 3 decades of church planting. But before we get to that, let's just hear a quick word from our sponsor.
We have sponsors? Okay, here they go. Listen to our sponsor.
Small groups typically meet once a week, but life happens every day. And that's why Lifeway created the Daily Discipleship Guide. This new addition to the Bible Studies for Life curriculum is used at the weekly meeting to help generate discussion, but it also contains 5 daily devotions to reinforce the learning all week long. This consistent time in God's Word helps create the habit of daily Bible reading, an essential behavior for growing disciples. So you can download 4 sessions of the Daily Discipleship Guide at BibleStudiesForLife.com/DDG. That's BibleStudiesForLife.com/DDG. All right, Ed. So it makes you sound old, right? That you have 3 decades of church planting, but you do have 3 decades of church planting experience.
It is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. I started in 1988, and I was 20 years of age. So you can do the math.
So what was the emphasis around marriage back then, and church planting, and how do you see that shifted to today?
Well, I think people didn't talk about it as much. And, you know, if you go back, you know, and this is more my reading than my experience. So you go back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, there was sort of a sense that you're, you know, you got to focus on the call of God. If your, you know, spouse, your wife isn't there with you, then, you know, you just got to keep going on and just go from there. And I would say we saw that a lot, and it ended up with a lot of destruction in people's marriages. And so, you know, I remember in Buffalo, you know, there were 8 of us that went up there in and around 88, 89. It was a kind of a focus year for Buffalo with my denomination. And 8 of us went up there. One of the church plants still exists. 5 of the people of the 8 of us who went are out of the ministry, and 4 are out of their marriage and the faith, actually. Wow. So really it led to, including the guy who was in charge, including the guy who was the church planting catalyst strategist for Western New York. It's heartbreaking. And so I think people saw, okay, wait a second, we've got to care more for the planter, and that includes the planter's family, than we have thus far. And it's interesting because when I was writing my PhD dissertation, I wrote my PhD dissertation on development of systems that supported church planters. If you read all the literature before the mid-80s, it all talks about the planters very infrequently mentioned. There's, you know, systems and steps, and churches do this. It's very church-centric, not that kind of entrepreneurial leader-centric. But what happened was is that then it shifted, and I still remember Joe Hernandez, who used to work at the North American Mission Board with me. He said, you got to talk about not church planting, but church planters. We got to care about church planters. And so the kind of the end result is that people missed the very clear reality that church planters were suffering. And I think now people do that much more. They actually have much more care of systems and more that make a difference.
No, I love that. That's so good. And it's interesting because recently at Exponential, my wife and I were a part of a a pre-conference on marriage. Now, initially,
which is so cool that how in the world or why in the world you have a pre-conference on marriage at a church planning conference. But yeah, if you've church planted, I can tell you why.
And it was neat, right? Because it wasn't just Christina and I, and we do a podcast together, which is why they invited us in. But it was with Jeff and Sherry Surratt as well. Right. And also Larry and Deb Walkemeyer and Autumn and Daniel Katz. So eight speakers doing this conference, this pre-conference on marriage. I was a bit skeptical at first, Ed. I was like, I wonder who will come. And it wasn't packed out, but we had a really good number, engaged number of individuals there. And it was so neat to see that, hey, they are here. They are choosing to be here and not at that trends pre-conference or not at that leadership pre-conference or not at this or that. They are choosing to be here because either they need it in their marriage or they've seen other marriages break down and they don't want that same pattern to happen. I mean, even honestly, Ed, one of the reasons Christina has been always reticent about ministry and even she never wanted to be a pastor's wife, right? And the reason why is because she knows, I think it's like two or three pastors that had fallen due to moral failure, like of the churches that she was a part of. One of them being a church plant that she was a core team member of.
Wow.
Right. So, I mean, that's where there is definitely that reticence around that. And maybe it's God's favor that when we met, she knew, well, I wanted to be a doctor when she met me.
Wow. And then she's probably thinking, man, we could have done so much better if we were doctors. Yeah.
And then
so.
Halfway through the mission trip, I got a call to the ministry and by then it was too late. She liked me too much.
Wow.
So.
And now, you know, if she fell in love with you, you're so amazingly attractive. And now you have the In Between podcast, which I must tell you is very hokey, but that talks about marriage stuff. And so Christina did that. The Exponential Christina did the seminar with you, correct?
Yes, she did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that makes sense. You guys have good stuff to say. So I think people should go to inbetween.org. Yeah. Imbetween.org. Are you one of our podcast partners? Probably not. So I just made you one.
Hey, that's
because you're a podcaster with us.
Yeah, for sure. Help. Well, you know, this was a great episode, and I'm glad the question was submitted. And John and your wife, we don't know what your wife's name is, as y'all
Mary. Let's make
Montana.
Up a name, Mary.
Yeah, Mary.
That's John and Mary. Is it John? Or is it Joshua?
John
or Jesus?
John,
Jesus,
John
Joseph.
King.
Joseph and Mary.
Joseph and Mary.
Joseph
yes.
and Mary move to Montana to plant a church. There will be room for you at the inn, and we will pray that the Lord will be honored by your church planting endeavors.
Oh, man. Well, thanks again for listening in. Be sure to check out the Rainer on Leadership podcast as well. They're a part of our podcast network family, and they've talked about recently ordination, church fights, effective preaching. So just tune in and listen to them.